and the situation is getting worse and worse. So it has nothing to do with the virus. We've said that since day one. We know it has nothing to do with the virus.
Yeah, I know. It's funny. I was telling Kate today that it's what's wild is that, you know, people that live in like North Korea, they know what they're living in, right? People in China, they know what they're living in. And all those years of communism in Russia, people knew it was a communist government. The thing that's wild about America is people don't know what we're living in. That's part of the problem.
Yeah. The latest High Wire with Catherine Austin Fitz. If you haven't seen that.
That was awesome.
That was awesome because that makes sense because it is changing. And to live outside of the system, you're going to survive. But we've talked about this shit 5 years ago when I talk about how society is cyclical. Mm-hmm. And how it does break down and it does build up. And the only way that we survive is by living in small communities, okay, that are self-sufficient. Mm-hmm. That's it, bottom line. And you know, I've been investing in equipment and stuff for this farm, 80 acres north of Goleta. Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't own the farm or anything like that, but, you know, at least, you know, we're there working and making it. Well, the owners of the farm were, you know, they're in high level. They work with billionaires.
Okay. Oh, wow.
And they just spent a month in Europe. When they went off to Europe, they were talking about how the things are going to get back to normal. We're going to create the farm to where they're going to do weddings. We're going to have products and this and that. They come back from Europe. And they said, the world is going to hell in a handbasket. We're totally fucked. We got to secrete, like, you know, we got to create a, you know, and then they had a break-in at the farm. And the farm, to get to it, okay, you've got the Bloomingdales in one farm. You've got Alan Parsons on another. And this one's right in the middle of those. So this is behind, you have to go to two gates. Uh-huh. And this guy was, he tried to steal something, tried to rob. But he was... a guy that came in over the mountains, an illegal alien, and just tried to steal an old beat up truck. You know, so now it's like I've loaned them guns and stuff, and now they want me to teach them how to shoot. And, you know, so it's
Dr. Brady, it's like you belong in Texas, man. Come to Texas with me.
I would, except that I thought about it. And honest to God, I feel like I would abandon my family. I mean, it's not my sisters are all, I've got one sister that I would abandon. Okay. The other one's already abandoned everybody because I'm a non-masker.
Right.
But it's, I can't leave my patients. I mean, I saw 80 people in Mexico Friday. We're seeing a couple hundred people a day, and this is the only healthcare that they can get. Effective.
It's so tough, right? Like, the same goes true with me is like my family's here. Everyone's here. I grew up here. I don't want to leave, but it's getting to the point for us where, you know, it's about our children. It's about our kids. And what are we going to do for them? What kind of world are they going to grow up in is what I kind of worry about. But I'm so encouraged, man. Like in the last week, I've seen some things that make me think they are pushing too hard and people are waking up. And the numbers are on our side. And I'm seeing, like, not only am I seeing protests, but I'm seeing where the cops are protesting with the people. Like, it's happening. People are waking up. Like, this is the first time I felt encouraged about this whole thing, you know?
Okay. You know, I'm doing a lot of stuff on the American sovereignty. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're going to be a state national.
Right.
And what's a trip is the latest video that was deleted, okay, pulled off of YouTube. On the American sovereignty, and we were talking about the thick red line, the guy that wrote the book. And the thick red line is changing the entire legal system to where if you're harming yourself, that's not illegal. If you're harming others, that's illegal.
Right.
And so they pulled it for medical misinformation.
Medical misinformation. They can just do whatever they want to do, right?
It doesn't matter, you know.
That's amazing.
It's just like, you know, Germany 1939.
I know. It's crazy, right? Yeah, I'm actually encouraged for the first time in this whole thing. I think people are prodding, people are waking up and seeing protests everywhere, and you don't see any of this stuff on the news. I think people are waking up, and you know, it's like one of those people, like if you're a medical doctor right now, as I was kind of talking about this last Friday, if you're a medical doctor right now and you're seeing what's going on and you're kind of doing a little bit of research and you're slowly waking up and you have a medical practice, it's, let's say you're 40, 50 years old and you have a medical practice, like, and you're slowly waking up, you're doing a little bit of research here and there, but you're not talking to anybody, right? Because you're trying to figure out the truth yourself. And then once they slowly wake up, then they're going to start talking more and more and more. But right now, I feel like there's a lot of people that are in that twilight zone, slowly waking up, but they're not talking about it. We're the silent majority, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's happening.
It's totally happening.
I know. I'm encouraged.
Yeah. Yeah. And at the farm, I've got some patients. They got a farm in San Diego, outside of it, and uh-huh. they're moving to Texas.
Oh,
so they're really? Giving us a cow that just gave birth, her heifer. Okay. And we're getting that. And then they're giving us some milk goats, and then they're uh-huh. giving us some brush goats.
Nice.
So it's like, holy shit, this is fantastic. So, you know, it's we got an 80 acre sanctuary, and I'm telling everybody, man, this is it. You know, we're going to have food and we're going to get off the financial system and mm-hmm. be independent. So when the majority of people wake up, then there's going to be martial law. And then, you know, if you're prepared for that, it's okay. Like, I would not drive through Los Angeles when there's martial law.
No way. Not happening. Oh my gosh.
Texas is good.
I know. I'm really thinking about it. You know, it's going to take a lot of consideration, but seriously considering it.
Yeah. Yeah. I would big time. I mean, yeah. Two kids, and you could do all your work from there.
I know. I could do it all from there. And see, here's the thing that I don't worry about, but I'm concerned about. Our kids are 3. So what do we have? 15 more years of trying to protect them. They have never had one injection of anything, let alone big C, little V, right? Yeah. So this is going to be insane to try to, we might be jumping from state to state for a while, you know?
I don't know. I think Texas with the open carry, I think you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
Into the pediatrician with a nice little, you know, chest holster and say, right. No, we don't vaccinate. You got any problem with that?
I know, right? I'm down with that, man. Okay, so I think I made you co-host. Did yes, I make sir. You co-host?
You did.
Awesome. Okay, and cool.
So I know you got to take off.
I'm good to go. Are you good to go?
I'm good to go, brother.
Dude, thank you so much, Doc, for coming in today. I appreciate it, man.
Oh, it's fun. And this is why I can't leave California.
I know.
I mean, I got the practice, everything else. No, this is my fucking state.
I love it. You know what?
That's it.
A frequent show on our radio show, Adam Bergstrom, he lives up in Montecito. And he says mm-hmm. the same thing. He said, they're going to have to carry me out, you know, carry my body out. Cause I'm fighting for California. So
yeah. And you got two ridiculously cute responsibilities.
I know. Well, a lot of cool people are here. I know most of them from our Friday session. So this will be fun for you.
Okay, man. See you later, brother.
All right, guys. Thank you. I will. Love you guys all. Thanks, Doc.
See you, brother.
Okay, bye.
Okay, Rachel.
Hi, I'm here. How are you?
Really good, my dear.
So, thanks.
What questions do you have?
So I talked to you last month and the month before. I've been dealing with Lyme and an acute flare-up with extreme anxiety and depression, and slowly but surely we're working through that. However, what I was hoping to get your feedback on is I was just tested for Epstein-Barr virus and it came back extremely high. I was hoping I could just share how high it is and you could tell me whether I should be concerned or not.
And don't be concerned at all. Don't be concerned at all. Okay.
Well, it's in the triple digit, triple digit. And okay. I have extreme fatigue. Like I can do something for 10 minutes and then I have to nap.
Totally. It makes perfect sense. Okay. Do not look for the causative agent. Okay. Of Epstein-Barr or Lyme. Okay. You get 100 people exposed to Epstein-Barr, 100 people bitten by ticks, in the jungles of Connecticut. Okay. How many people are going to get sick? Okay. Only the ones with the weakened immune system. Focus in on the weakened immune system. So you don't need the antibiotics for the Lyme. You don't need antivirals for the Epstein-Barr. This is classic, classic stuff. Look at the three stressors. Honest to God, go back to the physical, chemical, and emotional stressors. And those solutions allow your immune system to kick up, and then that fights the virus. Because 45% of your DNA is viral. Okay, so viruses transfer information, and it's also viruses clean up dead tissue. So, and there's a lot of theories that say that viruses are actually always inside of your body, and they your cells change and produce these proteins in order to take care of dead tissue. So taking care of the mythical virus based on a study is not going to be near as effective as strengthening your immune system. So everything that you do that helps your immune system response and you to adapt to the environment is good. Anything you do that weakens your immune system is not good. So did you ever find a corrective chiropractor and get some x-rays?
Yes. Yep. X-rays have been done, and I've been going regularly, weekly for years, honestly.
For years doesn't make sense. When I say corrective chiropractor, there's a guy that's going to do a series of adjustments and then take a post x-ray. Now, we'll do post x-rays at 30 adjustments, which is about 2.5 weeks of care if people are coming from far away. At the lowest frequency, okay, we're doing post x-rays at about 3 months. So that way you're documenting what you're fixing and documenting what you're not fixing. Okay, so having an objective analysis to show what's working. And then we do post blood analysis, post nerve scans, and everything else to find out what's working and what's not. Because that's the key. You don't need to go for years and years and years, okay, if you're fixing a problem.
They haven't done post x-rays yet. They did when I started going to see this chiropractor.
Well, they did an initial x-ray, but that's why a corrective chiropractor is going to actually have take an x-ray, then take a post x-ray to document what they're changing and what's not changing. So let's say that I did stress x-rays, we identified discs injuries in the low back, we identified an unstable pelvis, we identified bunion formation, we identified, you know, the one poop a day, more than likely, you know, one bowel movement a day because you're in a stressed state, poor sleep patterns, loss of curve in the neck. Okay, so all the stuff that you're going to have. Okay, then you do a post x-ray and nerve scan to see what you're fixing. So maybe you're correcting the discs, but the cervical spine isn't being corrected. Or maybe you're correcting the cervical spine, but the discs aren't being corrected. Okay, so that's why you need that objective analysis. Then you do more research into what are the aggravating factors. Okay, are you doing the sleep restriction therapy? Like, did you do the journaling, reading, nightshades? And then you restricted your sleep for 21 days, and you're listening to the white noise machine. Then you do look at, are you doing the neurolinguistic program, the I am exercises? Are you taking a high fat diet? Did you have heavy metal toxicity as identified on a thermography? Okay, so did you do chelation or antioxidants? Okay, so the reason that we do all those friggin' tests is to find out what's working and what's not. Because you can't just do the same adjustment each time and expect the body to get healthy. You know what I mean, Jelly Bean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can I ask you one other follow-up question?
No.
I do eat very healthy, cool. Grass-fed. We have our own goat. We have our own chickens. You know, just trying to do the best that we can here.
Perfect.
What would you recommend as for best for any kind of herxing, like any kind of, you know, to bind things and to keep them from swirling about in your body, to really just eliminate them?
Okay, there's a couple of things. One, a DMSO is really, really good. That oxygenates the system and detoxes. Because our physiology, okay, is hunter-gatherer. But we're exposed to chemicals that humans have never been exposed to before. Okay, like let's say, you know, if you're cutting a piece of plywood, Okay. You're getting exposure to formaldehyde. Okay. If you've ever soldered a joint, you're exposed to lead. If you've ever dealt with paint, you're exposed to acetone. And so a lot of these heavy metals and toxicities can leave tissue or leave deposits in the tissue. And so you need something to break it up. And so, you know, doing the normal healthy diet's fantastic. But if I'm standing on your foot giving you a physical stressor, you're not going to be able to get the absorption. Okay. And physical, chemical, and emotional stress, all of those have the same effect on the body. So DMSO is a great thing to start with. And you can get the DMSO handbook for doctors online, and you can pick up DMSO pretty, it's really cheap. What I do a teaspoon at night and a teaspoon in the morning. Okay. And that's my thing on the weekend. And I've been experimenting around with detoxing heavy metals, and I'm using this on my Alzheimer's and brain fog patients and my autistic patients. And then the MSM, the Miracle Mineral Solution. This is not the ancient mushroom elixir. This is actually a mixture of a couple of gases in there to help oxygenate the tissue.
I'm sorry, you said MSM?
MMS, a Miracle Mineral Solution, okay? And it's chlorine dioxide, but there's a couple of ways to make it. One of them, and we're going to have, I don't know if, I'll probably have to do a video on it, but it'll be put on Extreme Health Academy or the Dr. B VIP site, because this will not play on the YouTube. They just wiped out a video on getting your American sovereignty, getting your status changed so that you're protected by the Constitution, and they wiped that video out for medical misinformation.
And I took one down from an Indiana doctor who was talking to the school board there about COVID, and then they took that one down as well. But is chlorine dioxide the same substance that's found in that snoot nasal spray? Because my herbalist has recommended that for mold.
I don't know. You figure this was, it's the way you make it is you get chlorine dioxide and hydrochloric acid, and you put about 5 milliliters, okay, in a little cup, and you put fill water up to the rim of that little cup like a shot glass, and then you got to seal it so it's airtight for about 10 to 12 hours. Then you got to do it again. So the gas permeates the water, so it's not actually mixed with the chlorine dioxide. And it's, there. Hey, cool. I like this being co-host. I just muted somebody. That was fun. It's the power. So you get the gas permeating that, and then you just drink it a little bit throughout the day. So this is going to be good for parasites, because your hunter-gatherer body has been exposed to a shitload of toxins. And that's why to fight this infection, to treat the infection, particularly with the toxic substances that they use, like antivirals, which destroy, you know, have a lot of negative effects, or antibiotics, which destroy the normal gut flora, and they use that for Lyme disease all the time. And it's like, good God, how stupid. Because I get people, I mean, that have had Lyme disease for 10 years, and they did it, and they're better, you know, but they still can't sleep, and they can't poop, and all their joints hurt. But the tests show that they're clear, even though they still hurt. Okay. You know,
I used to supplement with Lugol's iodine, actually kind of at the start of COVID, just hoping that would kind of give a boost to my immune system.
Yeah. Well, with COVID,
ended up stopping. I don't know if I took too much, because then I got my thyroid all out of whack, you know, and so that had really crazy thyroid numbers. So
You're going to need a little bit of iodine. The thyroid doesn't function in its own world. Okay. All these organ systems work in harmony with each other. Okay. The COVID, if you understand that COVID isn't the virus, okay, it's a way to change society as we know it. Okay. So you don't need to worry about the flu. Okay. There's enough data out there to show that it's the flu. Okay. And so you strengthen your immune system, and that's fine. If you know that COVID is actually designed to change society, then you don't need to take anything for it except decrease your exposure to the propaganda. That's the best advice that you could get. Okay, but look at your immune system, hunt. Find a guy, and if your chiropractor is willing to talk to somebody that can change the shape of a spine, because you got to change proprioception, shit, I'll set up a no-charge consult with the guy. Okay? You know, you got to find somebody that fixes the physical stressor. And then the chemical one, whole food supplements, whole food diet, that's fantastic. But you may have some toxins, and the toxins would be identified on a thermography. Because you're looking downstream. If you're looking at thyroid function, okay, I took iodine, then my thyroid's out of whack. Then I did this, and I took the antibiotics and my Lyme disease. No, that's way downstream.
Yeah.
Look at how your body is going to adapt. So there's going to be chemical stressors. You might need to do some EDT chelation to get the heavy metals out. You may need to do oxygen to give your immune system a little bit of help. Because if you're taking the greatest supplements in the world, but I'm standing on your foot, I'm causing you some type of stress, you're not going to get the absorption. And then your immune system will respond by showing an abnormal blood test of the thyroid, or showing adrenal fatigue, or showing something else. Yeah, the blood tests are way downstream. It's your body is responding correctly each time you're looking at those blood tests. Your body is responding correctly based on the environment. So you change that environment, then you change your body's reaction.
Hmm. Okay, and what did you say thermography identifies? You said thermography identifies...
Oh, toxicity is like crazy. It's fantastic. I love it. That's why everybody gets thermography, unless they're like 12 or under. Okay. Unless they have autism, then we're going to take it to identify if their liver is affected, if their spleen's affected, what's going on. You know, I mean, you could have had an extraction in your mouth years ago that has a cavitation that's keeping a low grade infection going that is going to cause your body to respond with a positive Epstein-Barr test or a low functioning thyroid test or a high TSH and a low T3-4. It could be affecting the liver where the conversion is. I mean, all the blood tests you're doing are way the hell downstream. Okay. You got to just go back to the basics. Okay. And you're going to find the solution. Yeah, thermography is friggin' great. Okay, but then also a live blood cell analysis. Fantastic. You get to see what the blood is. Does it hold oxygen? I don't know. Are the cells clumped together? You get cells that are clumped together, you're not going to be able to adapt to the environment. You're going to have dead tissue. Dead tissue is what causes viruses to grow. And whether the fact that viruses are produced by your own body or you get exposure on the outside, that doesn't matter. Viruses eat up dead tissue. Okay, does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I know. Okay, my dear.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Anthony. Anthony.
Hey, Dr. B.
Hey, brother. What's going on? Hey.
Yeah, I had a question for you, maybe a couple. About 10 days ago, my wife started having a lump on her left breast. Mm-hmm. And it was around her menstrual cycle. So I don't know if it's hormone balance, but maybe last Tuesday she noticed a bump. And it's been painful. And just trying to find out what are some strategies to lower it.
Okay, cool. When you look at lymph flow, lymph for the whole face, head, mouth, and pulmonary area drain to the right chest. Lymph for the gut drains to the left. So she's going to have a gut issue for sure. Okay. Now, generally, lumps is the body walling off toxins. Okay. And if it's closer to the armpit area or the lateral side, the outside edge of the breast, think of more lymph tissue. And the lymph system is designed to wall off toxins and produce substances to get rid of that. So typically moist heat on the lump will help, but you're looking at gut drainage. So this is a gut issue. So she's going to have a leaky gut, and that'll show up really crystal clear on a full body x-ray. You're going to see abnormal bowel gas. So have her put moist heat on that area, because knowing from the left area that that's a gut issue, she has got to heal the gut tissue. So you're talking, she's got to get up to 3 bowel movements a day, change her sleep patterns. But on the x-ray, she may have compromised nerve supply of disc injuries in the low back or at the thoracolumbar junction or in the neck. Because the parasympathetic, the rest and digest nervous system, the one that causes your body to break nutrients down and rebuild the body, is located in the neck and pelvis. So think of this. She's got a problem with a lump on the left breast. What drains to that area? Okay, lymph tissue from the gut. Okay, the gut function is based on your automatic nervous system. So if you're in a stressed state, you're going to have slow gastric motility. If you've had toxic exposure, you're going to have a leaky gut, and that's 80% of the immune system. So look at gut health, but look at the structure as well. So the neck and pelvis are going to be involved in this. The gut is going to be involved in this. So you can't just say, look, put moist heat on it, take fermented foods, and you'll be okay. You got to look at, this is the alarm telling you that there's a problem. And you know what a pain in the ass it is to find a good wife. You got to take care of her.
Yeah. So she went to, she went to a corrective chiropractic. She had a lot of different things going on. I think I put it in the forums to show you the difference. They were able to correct her S-curve in the neck. And that's been going really well. So I just don't know. I know this didn't just pop up. We've been trying to heal her gut, because on the x-ray, you could see where there was a lot of leaky gut. Yeah. So we've been trying to correct that as well. So,
oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. So lots of fermented foods, but fermented foods from different areas. So like, you know, people will say, yeah, well, I have my glass of kombucha every day, except that's one bacteria. Okay, you got to get bacteria from everywhere. You know, I jokingly say, man, hit the street food at Tijuana and you'll get a lot of good bacteria. Yeah.
All right.
And that is going to be the key. But look at her sleep patterns as well. But direct application.
That, we have a 20-month-old, and since, I guess, he's been born, it's been off and on, you know, because he wake up, he'll go to sleep, he'll wake up. So I know sleep is probably a contributing factor as well.
Is it a boy kid or a girl kid?
It's a boy kid.
Oh, good. Those are easier to raise. Yeah. You'll have fun. A girl child. Oh my God. Your heart would be captured and you would be just like wrapped around her finger for the rest of your life.
Well, yeah, I got 6 kids. So,
oh God. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you're going to have a blast.
I got one more quick question.
Yes,
so
sir.
I've been having like this earache. It doesn't hurt now, but for like the last 5 days, and I've been putting some essential oils on it to kind of, I guess, fix the drainage. But now my right arm is starting to bother me. I when I pull it back, it's fine. But when I close it up, it just kind of hurts. And I'll get a scratchy throat in the evening. In the morning, it'll clear up. Everything will clear up, and it just goes right back. So I don't know what's going on with that.
Okay, well, one more thing on your sweetheart. You got to get a thermography, okay? Because we're going to see what happens. There's a thing called angiogenesis. If this is just a bump, okay, fantastic. And there's no blood vessels going to it, piece of cake. It's going to be a simple gut issue, a stress issue. Changing the gut, healing the floor, putting some moist heat will knock it out. If there's angiogenesis or blood vessel formation that you can see on a thermography, then that means the body is spending a shitload of energy to that area, and there's going to be some other type of pathologies that may require something bigger. Okay, so the thermography is going to be ideal. And then if we got a live blood cell analysis, oh my God, that would be fantastic, because then we would see what the blood looks like to see if it's healthy or stressed, or, you know, what her protein production is. So knowing that she just had a kid, she's going to have some stressors. And knowing that it happened around the menstrual cycle, the body is putting energy where it needs. And since on a menstrual cycle, that means she's preparing her body to have another kid. And that's a lot of energy. And so that's why if it's an immune system response, the immune system response is keeping it in check. But then when the immune system has to go in to put the energy towards building the kid, okay, then it's going to weaken that response and change the effect. You know what I mean? So it's really looking at the thermography, the blood analysis, and making sure that she's getting the structure going. And then we'll know Is it something that needs maybe EDT chelation or some other type of intervention, or is just something super simple?
Where can you find a blood live blood analysis from?
A lot of naturopaths and homeopaths, but these are going to be old guys. Because the dark field microscopy, what we use in our clinic in Mexico and California, they're illegally used for diagnostics in America. Because it also shows an energetic aspect of the blood. And if the human body is more energy than matter, then we wouldn't be just putting chemicals affecting a change. We'd want to, like, you know, talk about sleep patterns, emotional patterns, and everything else like what we talk about. So you can't show that to science. That would be dangerous.
Okay. And if a thermography.
Yeah. Thermography. Yeah. But then on you with the right arm, the sore throat, everything else, you're going to have a cervical problem. You're going to have an upper thoracic problem.
Okay.
Okay. And make sure when you're cleaning your ears, you could use oil, like olive oil or garlic mullein oil, put it in there, let it sit around for a little bit, move your ear around, and then use room temperature water. You know those little bulb things that you suck the snot out of a kid's nose?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Fill that with room temperature water, put your ear in there, and squeeze a bunch out, and you'll see big hunks of wet come. That is the best way to clean the ears.
Okay.
Okay, but with six kids, I don't know if you really want to do that. You might want to leave a little wax in there.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the help.
Okay, man. See you later. Right.
Okay.
Lisa.
Hello, Lisa. Are you there?
Can yes, you hear me? My dear. I can hear. God, look at where you're living.
My dogs can hear you too. Quit.
Cool.
Millie, quit. Todd told me to say hello. He's out on the tractor.
Oh, bitching, man. Give him a hug when you see him.
I will. You guys, stop. Okay, so I have too many dogs who just were sleeping, and now they're crazy. Okay, so I have two questions. One is about my health, and one is a general thing about the world. Should I do that one first? Maybe you'll have a quick, short answer.
Oh, yeah.
So one question is, first of all, regarding California that you were talking about, Pastor Jack Hibbs at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, had Larry Elder there today. And if anybody gets a chance to watch that, Larry Elder was amazing. So maybe we can get our state back on track. Cool. And then Dr. Mercola has a lot of things going on. And I have this recurring concern when I hear people talking about how all the people with the vaccine are going to have health issues and may die and all the different things. But I just keep thinking, don't they really want to remove those of us who refuse to get the vaccine because we're the more less likely to conform? And what does this mean? I mean, doesn't that make sense that they want to take us out, not the conforming people?
That would make more sense, but everybody has to conform. Okay, so the vaccine is toxic, dangerous. It's not effective. It doesn't affect transmission or infectivity.
Right.
If I could do a whole webinar on what blood looks like without the shot, blood looks like with the shot, and what you can do to separate the real blood cells so you lessen the effects of it. But again, this is just like we're putting out little forest fires. The long-term effect is unknown. You're actually creating your body to produce something that your body is going to attack.
Right.
And then they're saying that the spike proteins are reproducing on their own, and that's going to negatively affect the brain. So it's really going to be population control. The whole thing, and it is kind of brilliant because it's not just separating the vaccinated from the unvaccinated, because what do they say, tell the vaccinated? Oh, shit, you got to get the third shot.
Yep.
Okay, and that's only 18 months into it. Then you're going to need to get four shots. Then you got to separate and everything else. So it's the shot is to get the vaccine passport, which limits everybody's ability to shop, to transfer wealth, to do commerce. That's the ultimate goal, is the passport, the identification to where you need to identify what you're doing with every aspect of your life. So if you want to buy groceries or go to a restaurant or bar, you have to show your card. You have to show your papers, miss.
Uh-oh.
Okay? And that's the key. It's not just killing people, because it's going to kill a lot of people, particularly with brain damage and the inflammatory response and the prion formation. So you're looking at mad cow disease in humans. Okay. And we're, if you ever get a chance to look at some of the videos, a lot of elderly people are, that were sane are now going insane. Okay. They're reacting to the environment differently. And so it's really just, you know, bells and whistles, vaccinated versus unvaccinated. That's not the key. The key is to get everybody marked and tagged. So you have to show on your cell phone your current passport. Okay. And that's,
got it.
That's it.
Yeah, no, and I've been watching all your Tuesdays and hearing all that, but I just kept having this nagging feeling like, don't they really want to weed us out because we're the troublemakers? But I hear what you're saying. Oh,
that'll weed it out. Yeah, you have to show. And I was looking into making the fake cards, okay? And then I thought, well, wait a second, that's only temporary. You know, and then you're going along with the system. So
no, we have to stand up to the system. They just found thousands in Tennessee imported from China just recently. And Dr. Mercola has something I haven't had a chance. It's 2 hours, but he has 14 doctor panel all talking about the concerns they have about what are going to happen to people. Everything from autoimmune diseases, you know, everything you can imagine up to death. So. Okay, you answered that. Let me ask you my quick question. So I've talked to you about my stuff in person and, you know, here a couple times. And I listened to you just talking about, to Anthony, about the scratchy throat. I don't know why I'm like everyone else here. I just can't seem to keep in my mind that it's those three things, physical, chemical, or emotional stress, right? I keep searching for other causes to my symptoms.
What I'd recommend, okay, because like... But we're living in an extremely toxic environment. Okay, extremely toxic. We have exposure to fluoride, bromine, chloride, I mean, formaldehyde, everything. Okay, we've been exposed to everything. And in order to adapt, because our physiology can't metabolize a lot of those, so we may have to do something to detox, like DMSO, I've been experimenting around a lot with this, and I'm talking just like a teaspoon in the morning and night. Okay. Right. And that can detox, bind to heavy metals. Fantastic. The Miracle Mineral Solution. That's a good one. EDT chelation. That's a good one. Blood ozone. That's a good one. Okay. So there may be, and that's one of the chemical stressors. So there's certain things that we may have to do that's different to adapt to this toxic and deficient environment that we haven't been exposed to before. And you work with horses and animals, so you're going to be around DMSO. I mean, this is like veterinary
stuff. Yeah, no, I'm going to add that. I wrote that down when you mentioned that because I'm exactly what you said. They cleared me of having the tick-borne illness, so I was a yay. I go, but I'm suffering more now than I ever did during my treatment and before. And now they say you have EBV. And so then someone turned me on to medical medium. So I've been drinking celery juice, you know.
Which will help a little bit, but still you got the underlying.
Right. Yeah. So do you think celery juice is a safe little thing to add in the morning? Do you think it's worth it? It's a lot of work.
Well, the weird thing is I always like using natural stuff. Okay. And this is like chlorine or DMSO is an industrial solvent. And we have a friend living with us now who used it on her daughter for 15 years. And her daughter was born literally hemicephalic, half a brain and all these physical distortions. Kid was supposed to be dead within 5-6 years. She made it 22 years.
Wow.
Okay. And so I thought, well, if I'm going to experiment on somebody, let me experiment on me, you know, cause I work my ass off and I'm, you know, 61 years old. But I feel healthy, you know, do the whole natural stuff and get adjusted, all that other. And I drank it and I'm taking in 1.5 to 2 liters of water a day. My urine was brown in color the first couple of weeks.
Wow.
And all my joints felt better. My brain felt better. And I thought, what the hell is going on? So then I did research. Okay. It's kind of like shooting first and then looking where you're aiming. Okay. So I tried it first and then thought, why is it working like this? And knowing that I've got a shitload of chemical exposure, I mean, asbestos, heavy metals, toxins, I mean, you know, formaldehyde, I mean, tons of toxic exposure since I was a little kid, detoxing it. Now I've used it for about a month and my urine's clear again. And so now I've read my second book on DMSO, and you can get the DMSO handbook for doctors in a PDF form for free.
Okay.
For free. Okay. And I'm listening.
So for someone my size, like a teaspoon twice a day, like you're doing, same thing?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a teaspoon, but it's got to be the 99.9% pure. Okay. And then you got light hair and light eyes. Okay. So like a 50-50 mixture would be good. Like I got the 70-30 mixture and it's a little bit stronger. And I mix that with a little bit of apple cider vinegar, which there's not many more things more disgusting. Okay. Than the, it's way putrid. Okay. And you're going to have a weird body odor for about the first week if you have toxins. Okay. But just read up on it, look at it. It can't be toxic at all. And then I'm supplementing with the MMS to get rid of parasites and things.
And is that something I can buy online? If I just Google whatever you said, I wrote it down, Miracle.
Yeah. Miracle Mineral Solution. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And we get ours from Australia and, you know, it's got to be mixed with, in fact, I'll get all of the stuff because I'm learning a lot of this stuff from Edna because she's used it for 15 years. And I'm experimenting now, and this is really exciting, on brain damage because it breaks down things. It breaks down keloid formation. It breaks down amyloid plaquing. So, and it has no toxic effect. It's approved for injection in humans for bladder conditions, but it's not approved for anything else. So it's off-label use. So, yeah, look into it. It's bizarre.
I want to tell you one more thing, but here comes Todd. Here.
Cool.
You see it?
Yep. That's the most fun thing a guy can do. Guys like toys.
That is
a friggin' toy.
Two barns full of them. We took a walk this morning. He goes, I think I'll go clear the road a little bit. And I'm like, yeah, you just want to get the backhoe out. Okay, enjoy yourself, you know.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so I also found a chiropractor here that I really like. He took x-rays. He actually asked to review the whole packet of info you gave me, and he compared and over the weekend reviewed it all and came in and said, your neck is making improvement. It's improved since when you did your original one, x-rays. Is there anything that I should tell him? He does soft tissue work as well. And he's unlocked some major toxins. I've been incredibly anxious and sick when I've left there a couple times after the soft tissue work. Mm-hmm. And I've just thought, okay, well, maybe that's from all the tovaquin, the antibiotics and everything from the Lyme treatment. Do you think he's like releasing some of that toxic stuff?
Kind of. I would not do deep tissue work on your upper shoulders.
Okay.
Only because there's still a neck issue and the head's forward. So these muscles are triggering to reposition the head. And if you relax those, it goes forward. But deep tissue work on the abdomen to get the lymph flow going fantastically well. There's an area right behind and a little bit above your belly button called the cisterna chyli. That would be really helpful. Low back, glutes, fantastic. Yeah, but I wouldn't do it on the neck, particularly on the postural muscles.
Excellent. So that's what I've been doing wrong. Okay, well, I'm just going to keep going after all this stuff. By the time I get back to California, I hope I'm just coming to see you for... because I feel fantastic. And last thing, my friends Mike and Bonnie, finally, they're coming to see you next week. I've been telling them about you forever. And they said, we finally got appointments. We're going to see Dr. Bergman. So,
cool. Yep, I look forward to it.
So thank you for all you do. You're amazing.
And dear, thank you for your background. You live in the most beautiful area.
Oh, thank you. We love it.
I'll see you soon.
Anytime you're in Wyoming, come see us.
Give Todd a hug.
I will. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Jim.
Hey, Doc, how you doing today?
Really good, brother. What's going on?
Hey, I talked to you back, I think it was in June, about my wife and having a leaky valve in her heart. Mm-hmm. And you talked to me about that, but she just went in and had a procedure done where they stick the camera down in through her throat and take some pictures. Mm-hmm. Ultrasound, I guess. Now they're saying the other valve's leaking. They're both leaking. They're really, really bad. You got to get in right away.
Did she get on the high-dose vitamin C?
They are not doing anything like that to do with anything. They're just doing their thing right now and wanting to hurry up and get her through. But shouldn't there be some kind of a like they saying that the swelling ankles and feet is what's saying that her heart is leaking, but yet she's on drugs that says causes the edema and everything too. But if it's leaking really bad, wouldn't she have some blood leaking out somewhere or something?
Well, what happens is like when you're listening to the heartbeat, you hear love dub, that's the valves slapping together. Okay. And that's because blood's flowing up and it opens up like a parachute. And then you got the ventricles on the bottom and the atrium on the top. Now, the ventricle, that's where the big muscle is, because that's where it gets the power coming out. And then it goes, runs out to the body or out to the lungs. And the atrium can start to expand out. And if the valve's leaking, it causes a hypertrophy of the heart, where the heart gets bigger. And it's kind of like if the muscle is stretched out, it's not strong. If the muscle's closer, it's a lot stronger. And that's the same thing with cardiomegaly, where it gets bigger. But it's a ligament that attaches that valve to the heart muscle wall. This is why leaky valves were common in people that had scurvy. And that's why I said, man, high dose vitamin C so much that she gets diarrhea. Because that it's a ligament problem. It's not a heart problem. Okay. It's the ligaments that hold it in there. So what you're going to hear, lub-sh-dub, where the valve is loose. Okay. So we got to tighten that up. And that's the high dose vitamin C. The medication she's taken are actually going to change tissue production. See, every medication slows or stops a metabolic process. And your body is a sea of metabolic processes. This is why when they say, yeah, this cholesterol drug is going to reduce cholesterol, has a side effect. Its main effect is muscle damage, increased cancer rates, increase everything else. So it's slowing right. And changing metabolic processes. So if she's taken more than likely a diuretic.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. For the swelling, and the diuretic is toxic to the kidneys and it causes the body to lose minerals. If you lose minerals, you can't utilize vitamins. So this is going to cause all the other things. Then she's going to have, with the leaky valve, probably a beta blocker, because that's going to block the sympathetic nerve supply to the heart.
Right.
And knowing that she has two nerve supplies to the heart, one from the neck, one from the upper thoracic area. The upper thoracic area is the sympathetic nerve supply to the heart. So she has got a structural problem with the neck and the upper back area. Okay. And she's going to have supreme mineral deficiencies.
Yes,
because
yes.
The diuretic is going to cause that. And it's both of those are going to put her in a chronically stressed state. So swelling of the ankles is an indication of a tissue production problem. Okay. So your body is only alive because you're able to take that salad or that burger, and you got to break it to amino acids, fatty acids, and usable sugars. Okay. And if your digestion, your metabolic processes of getting those amino acids, you're going to have poor protein production. If you can't break down the fatty acids because the liver is already taxed because you're taking non-steroidal anti-inflammatories for the pain, or, you know, the beta blocker and diuretics got to go through the liver too. That's going to decrease how the body, how the liver function is. And that liver is a giant enzyme factory, and enzymes are the workers that build the body. Okay, and it uses the enzymes to do that. But if she's in a stressed state, she can't get the minerals, and so that means she can't utilize the vitamins.
Right.
So separate. Don't take the two drugs together. Separate them by at least a half hour to an hour, because each time you take a blood pressure drug, your body's blood pressure is here. Okay, that's different everybody throughout the day. If you take a chemical to lower it, your arteries constrict, like put your thumb over the hose.
Right.
Okay. In order to get the blood pressure back up. That's why there's an increase in strokes each time you take a blood pressure drug. So it was the University of Alabama, I think, did a study that if you're taking three blood pressure drugs, your risk of stroke is 248% increased over not taking them whatsoever.
Wow.
You know, even and it says in the study, even though we have excellent results, yeah, the blood pressure is down to what the doctor thinks is. But if the blood's not healthy, that pressure has to increase in order to maintain your integrity of tissue.
Right.
Yeah. Separate the drugs, get her on the high dose vitamin C, get her up to 3 bowel movements a day, get an actual x-ray of her neck, mid back and low back. Stress x-rays would be ideal. We fix the structure, got to heal the gut, but right now separate the medications, because that's the only thing. The valves are going to keep leaking because it's a tissue production problem. It's not a heart problem. The heart is the alarm bell. The swelling is the alarm bell. It's not the problem. And then even the doctors will tell you what causes the heart valve. Well, it's genetic. Really? Does it run in the family? Did her great grandma have it? No, the great grandma didn't have it. Okay. So that's bullshit. Go back 6 generations. Were they all defective in the heart? No. They will say it's unknown. We just don't know why, Jim. It just happens this way.
Right.
Hell, you wouldn't take your car to a mechanic that says that.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, let alone your sweetheart.
Yeah. Yeah, she's got the celiac and the gut thing, and then she also had bypass surgery 3 years ago, and the leaky valves weren't there at that time.
Yep. But
now they're there, and she's on the statins, all the drugs, about 50. There's not enough hours in the day to separate them by 30 minutes, so
that's the problem. that's the common thing. Okay, and then ask her the one question I ask everybody that's taken a shitload of drugs. Okay, let's say the three of us, you, me, and your sweetheart, are left on a deserted island, and all we have is fresh fruit, fresh vegetables, fresh fish to eat. She has no access to pharmaceuticals. Does her health improve or decline?
Well, it's definitely going to improve.
Definitely improve. We all know this.
Yeah. Awesome.
I know what it is, brother. I mean, it's a voice crying in the wilderness, but keep doing it.
Yeah, and I appreciate you. Real quick on your MMS stuff, what about making that with electrolysis? What do you think about that?
It's really the gas, okay, that's got to permeate. It's got to permeate the water. And then it's super, super concentrated. And I'm using like 16 ounces.
Yeah.
I'm using 10 milliliters in this. So a couple of tablespoons. Okay. And then mix it with water and just drink it all day.
Okay, good. I talked to Justin quite a while back when you were off one time. And I asked him about, we got to talking, and I told him that I'm an assemblyman for the New California. It's a 51st state they're talking about in California here. And it's very, very, very close to splitting off and happening. And we're making new resolutions and all kinds of good stuff. And it's going to be wide open on everything, getting rid of all the restrictions and stuff. And I'd like to talk to you and Justin about the restrictions and different things and help us set up the medical side of things maybe. So,
Oh God, I would love that. Wait, are you NorCal or South Cal?
I'm in NorCal, but by Sacramento, and, okay. I'll do whatever I can do to get, with you guys and discuss this, because we're setting brand new clean slate and we're redoing everything. We've already got our new constitutions, everything going, resolutions.
Is it with the American Sovereign National group at all?
No, we're on our own, been in it for 5 years and completely backed and doing it constitutionally as West Virginia did with Virginia. And it's going.
Excellent. Excellent. That's the only way that we can get it back. Yeah. Yes. We're going to set up, on a monthly basis to where people can change their status from U.S. citizen to American citizen. So we are protected by the Constitution. Yeah. And we're forming our own. It's county by county. We're taking back the state.
Yeah. So, yep. We got our flag there behind me and everything already. And awesome. It's really happening. So I did talk to Justin. He was very interested, and I haven't got back with him. But I'd love to get with you guys and discuss that on how we can set up this the changes that would really help here. So
absolutely. Absolutely. And also, have you checked into the Thick Red Line Project? I think it's by Harris. I think it's the last name.
Thick Red Line?
Thick Red Line. It's changing the law, the legal system, to where if you're doing something that harms yourself, that's not illegal. If you're doing something that harms others, that's illegal. So right. It changes the police. Instead of being a nanny state, okay, where you do a California stop and nobody's harmed and you're fine, okay, to, you know, if there is an injury or, you know, kind of like the, you know, biblical stuff. You harm someone, it's not good. You steal something, it's not good. You know, I mean, basic laws where right. the police can get into it and they're not doing bullshit stuff.
Yeah.
But sure. I'd be behind you 100%, 110%.
Yeah. How's the best way to get hold of you guys? Or do you want me to put something in the chat where you can get hold of me? Or what?
No. I got two emails. This one is like, a different one. It's drb at drjohnbergman.com.
Oh, that's a tough one, huh?
Yeah, it's easy for me to remember, thank God.
Yeah, cool.
But that one is like a private email. The other one is the John B. Cairo at Hotmail, and that one I get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of emails.
Yeah.
And if all you right, email cool. me and I don't get back to you for a week or so, that makes sense, because I only check it on Saturday, because the rest of the week I'm... Yeah,
I actually sent you a message in your on the Extreme Health thing here about a week ago, but...
I'm a month and a half behind on those.
All right. I'll let you help these other people, and looking forward to getting with you.
Okay, man. I'll see you later.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. P.H., are you there, brother?
Yes. How are you?
Really good. Yes, I can hear you.
Very good. Okay, I've got a couple of questions. On my neck over here,
my desire and effort to bring serious.
Okay, sorry, I had to mute somebody.
All right, no problems.
Yes, sir.
Yes, on my neck, what I noticed, front part of my neck, it is a kind of a white part, and there is a reddish part. Like it looks like a turkey neck. Is there any problem with that?
Have you ever had an x-ray of your neck to see what the structure looks like?
Yes.
Okay, loss of curve in the neck, forward head carriage, things like that?
Yes, there was a little bit, yes. And it's okay, kind good. Of improving.
Are you doing the exercises to get the neck curve back?
Yes.
Okay, good. That'll help, because redness on the side means there's an increased metabolic activity, or it could be a blockage, or it could be heat or some kind of inflammation. Typically, it's going to be heat, or if the head's forward, that's going to actually limit lymph flow. Do you have any dental toxicities at all, like mercury, old extractions, things like that?
Not that I know of. No.
Okay, a good idea, and this is really, really simple and pretty cheap, is to get a thermography. Okay, because it could be structural, okay, where there's a problem causing a lymph backup. It could be chemical. Okay, so a full body thermography, front, back, and I'm talking from the pelvis up to the head and on the back too. That'll identify metabolic activity and stressors. Okay, so that's going to be ideal.
Okay. Where I can usually get that full body thermography?
There's usually people that do thermographies. I mean, we do it at both of our clinics. So some chiropractors will do it. Some naturopaths will do it. But there's usually just people that actually do it. It shouldn't cost more than $300-$400 to do it, you know, to take a picture and see what it looks like. And that will be ideal. Okay. For giving you a basis. So if you got an x-ray to look at the structure, we know that there's loss of curve in the neck and probably thoracic subluxations. The thermography will identify toxicities or areas of increased metabolic activity. The reason is the right side is totally different than the left side. Okay, the left side gets lymph drainage from the gut. The right side gets lymph drainage from the pulmonary, sinus, and dental area. So we're looking at, if there's an increased signal on the right, then that's the area we got to look for where the problem is. If it's on the left, that's another area. Okay. Does that make sense? Okay.
Second question. Yes. Second question, you know, a friend of mine has got a fatty hump at the back of her neck. What does that cause?
Well, either she's a buffalo or... No, I'm totally kidding. They call it a buffalo's hump. That's actually her body protecting the nerve supply to the heart. So it means she's going to have a loss of curve or reverse curve in the neck for sure. So that hump, that buffalo's hump, is actually an adaptation to round over, to open up the back half of the vertebrae to take the stress off the sympathetic nerve supply to the heart. So she's also going to have like cardiac arrhythmias or a little fluttering, takes a deep breath and it goes away. So that's going to be, she's got to look at the structure. So that that bump is an adaptation to an old cervical trauma and also pressure on that upper thoracic area. It's totally adapting.
Yep. But they checked her neck area and the neck curve is almost perfect.
Okay, the upper thoracic area. What does that look like?
That's also okay.
I would be completely suspect of that diagnosis. Like there's no friggin' way. Okay. See, when a medical doctor looks at the curve, they're looking for pathologies. They're looking for tumors, fractures, or some type of anomaly. They're not looking for misalignments. They're not looking for structural deviations. They're not looking for adaptations. Like if her head, if the top of the neck is over the bottom, okay, then she cannot have that bump. If she has a perfect curve, but her head's forward 2 or 3 inches, that forward head carriage is pathology. If there's evidence of degeneration in the neck, that's past evidence of trauma. If you're taking an x-ray like this, and what we do is we do a film that encompasses the eyes down to the top, it's high or low in the thoracic areas we can get, that's going to show lateral deviation or a lateral translation that is going to cause that area to be not functioning correctly. This adaptation, and that's what it is, that bump is an adaptation to a structural problem because it's a structural adaptation. So if your x-ray is coming from a guy that will take a post x-ray to document the structural changes, then I would agree with that diagnosis. If it's coming from a medical doctor looking for a pathology, I would disagree with that diagnosis.
I see. Okay. Another question. Friend of mine has got a leg swells up when there is a hot weather, and when it's cooled down, the swelling goes down.
Okay. Yeah, leg swelling is a tissue production problem or a sedentary problem. There's a pump on the back of the leg called the soleus. And if there's also bunion formation, which more than likely is the toe, a normal toe should be going away from the toes. If his big toe is leaning towards the other one, it means that the foot is flattening out. The foot flattening out means there's compromised nerve supply to the foot, and that means compromised nerve supply to the soleus muscle, which is the pump in the back of the leg. So the swelling based on temperature, heat, things like that, that the body should be able to go through temperature changes without swelling. Okay, does that make sense? So there's going to be a mechanical distortion of it, but there's also a tissue production problem that may be also a factor. That if the person's in a stress state and there's only three stressors, there's physical, chemical, and emotional stressors. If they're having low protein production or low amino acid production from the proteins, that will cause loose tissue, okay, or tissue. But also, blood toxicities show up in the feet first. This is where gout, diabetes, everything show up because that's the furthest point away from the heart. So there could be a blood toxicity issue as well. But looking at the x-rays of the whole body first, that's one. Looking at the blood health is another. That's going to be huge. But looking at her stress level is going to be the key. Okay, does that make sense?
Sure. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, brother. Sir. I'll see you later. Richard see Baker.
Hey, Dr. Bergman. Yep. My this question is on behalf of my mom. She's been struggling with chronic what's the word I'm looking for? Infections for quite some time now. She had a hysterectomy back in 1995. That's due to the her womb, the vaginal wall, and her bladder prolapsed. She's had two cameras in the last 3 years into her bladder. Everything's come back normal. She's also had a kidney ultrasound, and that's come back normal. Seems to clear up for, I don't know, 1 or 2 weeks, and then something keeps coming back. She's on medication. She says she's on a something called mirabegron, and the other one is called solifenacin. Yeah. Okay. What do you think it could be?
It's called BDS, bad doctor syndrome. Okay. Instead of fighting the infection, okay, they've got to strengthen the immune system. And that's the key. So it's not, it's the weakened immune system is what she has. Now, knowing that she had a hysterectomy,
yep,
that means that she has a pelvic issue or a toxicity issue. Okay. So that's huge. Now the medications that she's taking for the infections, they would have given her antibiotics or antivirals, both of which destroy the gut. So yeah, she's going to have a gut issue, a huge gut issue.
Right.
I'm going to mute a bunch of people. There we go. Okay, bitchin'. Yeah, I'm muting a bunch of people so that we could just talk. So we've got to heal her gut. And it's crazy to go back to the three stressors. Okay, but she's going to have an unstable pelvis, so we need to get her trochanter support. You can look at her pelvic health video to get her starting there. And she's got to get her sleep pattern changed. But if ideally, it's tough because you're in the UK, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we've got the chiropractor I know of, Dr. Terry Kimes. He's in London, and Joe James Tilley is south of London. They may know of a chiropractor closer to you that'll take an X-ray. But we got to get an X-ray of the neck, mid back, low back, and stress X-rays. And we've got to stabilize her pelvis. We've got to heal her gut because her gut is going to be trashed. So lots of fermented foods, but she's in a stress state. She's in that sympathetic dominant fight or flight state. She's been like that for years.
Yeah.
And so getting her out of the physical stress, the chemical stress, and that's going to be separating the medications, healing her gut, changing her sleep patterns is a chemical stressor.
Yeah.
And then she's going to have emotional stressors because she's probably got grandkids and she loves you and she wants to be on the planet longer and the world is going to hell in a handbasket. So she's tell her to turn off the news because older people tend to watch the news and she'll be freaked out from that. So that'll be an emotional stressor. Okay. And look at once we get the physical stress addressed and handled and corrected, the pelvis stabilized, and she's going to get her body working better, change her sleep patterns.
Yeah.
Okay. Turn her on to her sleep restrictive therapy, turn her on to the neurolinguistic programming where she can be controlled of her own emotions because emotions are chemicals secreted by how the brain perceives the environment.
Yep.
And then get her on healthy nutrients. And that'll be based on her physiology. Like, she's for sure going to have a tissue production problem. So vitamin C, vitamin D3, because you're in England. But when you're taking the vitamin D3, you got to take K2 and minerals with it. So a plant-based mineral supplement, which is huge. Okay. But the supplements won't work unless we work on the structure. And the structure correction won't work unless we fix the sleep pattern change. Because that's when she regenerates. So you got to hit her. You know, it's like you go hunting birds with a shotgun, not a .22. Mm. Okay, you got to hit everything all at once.
Okay. I know. I just want to thank you also. A while back now, I was struggling with the plantar fascia, plantar fasciitis.
Uh-huh.
And you suggested to me, I mentioned to Justin, because when I can get in on a Friday, I mentioned to him that, you know, how much of an improvement my walking's got. You know, by doing, you know, the heel to toe exercises on a platform. Yeah, it's working really well.
Cool?
Yeah, I was a bit, I kind of just went along with it kind of thing. Cause I've tried so many different things and then, but you know, I just put my faith in you and, yeah, it's working a treat.
Well, buddy, I got my faith in you. You're built by God. You're designed to live on this planet, and you're driving a Ferrari of a body, brother. Okay. This baby has been a design for 60,000 years. I mean, some people will say even longer. So your system is designed to thrive on this planet. And so that's where my faith goes.
Amen. Well, thank you for your time.
Okay. God bless you, brother.
Cheers.
Tanika.
You got it. How are you? Thanks.
Really good, my dear.
Excellent. So my concern is female issues. So, and I'll start with my most emergent one right now. Gone through a lot over the past 6 months. But right now, where I am is trying to stop the bleeding. Because it has been so bad over the past 4 months that my GYN is actually afraid for me to have another cycle. So I have multiple fibroids, three of which are very concerning. One of them is the one that's really causing a lot of the problems. And of course, hysterectomy was definitely the first thing recommended. But right now, I'm actually scheduled for an appointment on Monday to get Lupron and progesterone in order to stop the cycle. And I just wanted to know what I know.
God, this is like fingernails on a chalkboard.
I know. And I mean, I'm doing some natural things. I'm trying to repair my gut because I know that's probably part of the, you know, the estrogen and all of that stuff is probably not exiting the system and all of that. But it's just those things that I'm doing behind the scenes it's going to take a little bit. So I was just wondering what you thought about, you know, what we could do right now.
Okay. This later. Is kind of cool. This is exactly, okay, where I'm going to give you a patient consultation. And this is exactly what happens to patients that come in my office. Mm-hmm. I'd say, take off your shoes. Okay. Now look at your foot. Is your big toe leaning towards the other toes?
No.
I doubt that because the big toe is supposed to be going towards away on the other side. Because you are going to have a pelvic issue. There's going to be a pelvic trauma. Okay. I would just about guarantee that because a normal foot, the toe actually leads away from the other ones. Okay.
Okay.
And what happens is if the pelvis is unstable and if there's a toxic environmental exposure, so let's say that you have an absolutely perfect foot where the toe is leaning away from the toes, not pointing towards. Okay, that would be unusual. But did you have antibiotics as for any kind of recurrent infections when you were a kid, like recurrent UTIs or anything like that?
I did have... I've done antibiotics, yes.
Okay, yeah, I know. And that's one of the things, because antibiotics are poisonous molds. So what a fibroid formation is the body walling off toxins. Okay, so that's actually a defense mechanism from a toxic environmental exposure. So in order to stop the body from forming the fibroids, we got to stop the reason the fibroids are forming. Okay, so we know that the area is going to be compromised. So what kind of work do you do?
I'm a federal government worker.
Okay, so more office or traveling?
More office. Okay, all office.
Okay, yeah. So that's going to be a sedentary lifestyle. So we know the pelvis is more likely going to be unstable. So we need to look at the entire structure. So we're going to get stress x-rays of the neck, x-rays of the thoracic area, and bending films of the low back to identify disc injuries. Because when you're sitting, people with sedentary lifestyles are going to have an unstable pelvis. Okay. And that's going to be the key, because you can't have healthy pelvic function with abnormal nerve supply. Okay. So we're going to stabilize that. We look at the trochanter support. Plus, you're going to see on the pelvic health video weird things like stretching your foot on a block. Your calf is not going to be flexible at all. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that means your gait is not going to be healthy. You're going to be seeing how your gait is a little bit off. Like we check everyone. We put them on a set of balance scales. 3 to 4 pounds different is in the ballpark. Usually we see 15 to 20 pounds heavier on one side than the other. So we know that there's going to be a structure problem. We know with the poisonous mold or antibiotic use in the past that there's going to be a leaky gut or something else. So then we got to get heal the gut. But your body regenerates at nighttime. And I know. So when I ask people, I'll say, you know, you're not sleeping really well. And they'll say, no, I go to sleep really good. I get up once a day, only once. And then, you know, but then I go right back to bed. And then I'll say, okay, are you waking up refreshed with tons of energy? No, not at all. Yeah. So you gotta kind of browbeat people to bring them into the world of health. So sleep patterns suck. So you're not regenerating your tissue. Mm-hmm. And that the only reason we're alive is because we regenerate our body at nighttime. And your body with the fibroid formation is forming those in an intelligent fashion to wall off toxins. So once we fix the physical stress, then we change the chemical stress, which is poor sleep patterns, keeping you in that chronic stress state. Mm-hmm. Then we can heal the gut. Okay. And that's going to be fermented foods, everything else. Then there's an emotional component because if I show you a scary picture, okay, something like, okay, we were coming across the border Friday and they had a ceramic bank of Chucky that with this little doll with a knife and a red scar going through and blood. Why anyone would buy that? Okay. But anyway, okay, if I show you that, you would be like, holy shit. Instantly, your body goes into this fight or flight state where the sympathetic is firing off and your resting, digesting, or repairing isn't happening. Mm. Okay. And knowing that every 28 days, you got to be scared that you're going to be bleeding to death. And then your energy level is shot and you can't hardly work. Okay. Everything is just like devastating. And the only suggestion they're getting is to remove the offending organ. Okay. And no one's saying why it's formed. Mm. And if the bastard says it's genetic, you slap the shit out of him because your great grandma and great grandma, you're the Ferrari of humans, my dear.
that crooked big toe.
Yeah. So literally fixing the physical, chemical, and emotional stressors, you can put moist heat on the uterus, moist heat. Now, moist heat penetrates about 2 inches, and that'll help increase macrophage activity, which are macro means big eater cells, and they can chew up abnormally placed proteins. But knowing that this is a toxicity, we've got to detox the system. Once we fix your body's ability to regenerate, then we can detox it. Okay, that's huge. So you work on how your body is designed to reproduce tissue. Good sleep, good nutrition, out of the physically stressed state. You take care of the emotional stress using neurolinguistic programming. That's going to be ideal. Then we can look at a full body thermography to look for toxicities. There could be like old dental toxicities. There could be like environmental, like let's say you grew up in the city. There might be some pulmonary issues or toxin issues from there. If you grew up close to a farming area, holy moly, you should see all the people. And I'm talking 500 miles either side of the Mississippi. Mm-hmm. You're talking endocrine disorders because the endocrine disruptors of chemicals that are like a hormone, but not really a hormone. Mm-hmm. And that would make a hell of a lot of sense. So that's glyphosate exposure. Most pesticides are estrogen-based, so pesticide exposure in the past, pesticide exposure now. But once you fix how your body reproduces itself, then any detoxing works effectively. Okay, so, you know, depending on the area that you grew up and the environmental toxic exposures and the toxic exposures you got from just being, you know, a human being in the psycho world that we're in now. Yeah.
Wow. That's good. Thanks so much.
Now, and dear, do not get the COVID shot. Do not get the COVID shot.
Not planning on it.
Okay. Yeah. No. You got bodily integrity because it's not one and done. It's going to be you're submitting your life. Okay. To the governmental authority for the rest of your life in existence.
Yeah. That is not in my plan.
Yeah. God bless you. So we got an underground worker in the government. God bless you. Yeah. Definitely.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Okay, my dear. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Leanne, my dear, are you there?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Good. Okay. I have some quick questions for you.
I'm on my way to California now. We usually travel out and see you at your office, but I have an appointment Tuesday in Tijuana.
Oh, cool.
So I wanted it Thursday and Friday instead of Tuesday and Wednesday because I wanted you to be there, but they said no go. They didn't have anything. So when I'm there for my dental work, I have cavitations. So will I automatically get a live blood cell analysis there? Or, I mean, is that something they automatically do? Because I haven't had one done at your office.
Dear, not automatically, but you are, you know, think of mafia, okay? You're in the family, okay? Okay, you get there, you say you're a Bergman patient from Huntington Beach, okay? They'll transfer your records down. We have to get, did we do a thermography on you at the Huntington Beach office?
Yes.
Okay, good, good, good. Okay, so we got the thermography and that identified dental toxins. You're going to get a no-charge live blood cell analysis when you get to Mexico. And just tell them that I said so. You're a patient. We didn't have an opportunity to do it up north. And you'll get it no charge.
Okay. And so I'm guessing that because I have, I mean, yeah, I'm a wreck. But I'm working on some of those things. And hopefully this surgery is going to fix some things, but how do you know when the leaky gut is gone? This is something I've been working on for a year, and how do you know that it's fixed?
There's three stressors. I know right now everybody online is going, holy shit, don't say physical, chemical, and emotional.
My kids actually say that. Is that the only thing he says?
I know. You know, it's the dream bramage. Okay. No, the physical stressors we identified on the x-ray. So now let's say you're getting the greatest adjustments in the world. You're getting the physical stress taken care of. But you have a chronic toxicity where your body's being consistently poisoned. Right. That is a chemical stressor. Your gut will never heal. Okay. Never heal. Did you do the sleep pattern change?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. So you're sleeping through the night. You're still doing the nightshades?
Yes.
Are you doing the neurolinguistic programming that we talked about? The IM exercises?
Not as much as I did at first.
Then wait till you get really bad, and then you can start doing what we suggested. Okay, so, I know.
Anyway, okay, so
it's literally that, because that the guts heal within 30 to 45 days if you're able to address everything. And it's true too, hon. It's true. But if you've got cavitations, you've got a chronic toxicity that you're swallowing these poisons. The gut can't heal under that circumstance.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. So
that makes all the sense in the world. That's why I want to do a blood cell analysis. When you get that done, either before or after the dental, it's still going to show the toxicities either way. I mean, even though they're doing a cavitation, I mean, you know, they're doing an vitamin C IV, they got pure oxygen, they're doing it, rubber dams, they're doing it as best as you possibly can fix a chronic infection. Okay, there's still going to be some stuff leaking into the system. That's why I want to do the live blood cell analysis there. And then, you know, let's say you're not back in California for another couple of months. I'll give you another one then to see what the blood looks like.
Awesome. Okay,
but start doing that neurolinguistic.
Even the things like, I'll go back to doing that. When I first got sick, which was about when I realized I was sick about a year ago, I was so bad that I couldn't hardly walk because my bones hurt so bad. I was almost to the point where I couldn't walk, and that was my feet and my hip. Well, now my feet, my heels hurt again so bad, even with all the work I've done, and my hip, to the point where I can't even lay down and sleep. So it's all coming back again. So I don't know. Would that be from the dental issues also?
There's three stressors. The physical aspect for sure is a contributing factor. That's why we gave you the trochanter support to stabilize the pelvis, the foot on a block stretch. That's huge. Okay. And that's why you're sitting with that foam piece 20 minutes in, 10 minutes out. So you're changing the sitting and you're changing the structure. That you're super consistent with because you got the block next to where you brush your teeth and you're using it every day. I'm trying to hypnotize you, so you're doing all that.
I do that.
Okay, cool. So that's part of the physical stressor. The sleep pattern change is another biggie. But if you're constantly being poisoned, guess where the toxicity show up first? It's in the extremities, the lower extremities. So this is going to show up on that live blood cell analysis. And it also showed up on the thermography where we're identifying toxins. So that makes a hell of a lot of sense. So it's you're hitting each aspect. And this is the final factor. Then you got to look at detoxing the system. So like when you're down there, you can do an EDT chelation and ozone at the same time. Okay, because you're down there for 2 days. The chelation takes like 4 hours. The blood ozone only takes like about a half hour. So this way you're drawing off the heavy metal and toxins. You're getting a huge amount of oxygen in the blood, and this is going to kill pathogens. And then you follow it up with an antioxidant like glutathione or alpha-lipoic acid, which is the precursor to that. That would be ideal. And also like a Myers cocktail to put the minerals back in. So that's like a 2-day process. Okay. If you can do that, that's fantastic. Also, look into the DMSO, which knowing that this has been a chronic toxicity, your blood is poisonous. Okay, the DMSO, if you can get the 99.9% pure, we're talking just a teaspoon at night, a teaspoon in the morning, mixed with a little bit of apple cider vinegar. Okay, that, look at the DMSO handbook. Okay, ideally, you got a chiropractor or naturopath, okay, that's working with you. If you make it out to Huntington Beach, I'll hook you up with a bottle and, show you how it works and everything. But since you're down in Mexico, we got the better chelation because there are IVs down there.
Okay. It might come through tomorrow.
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I guess that's everything. I'll stop bothering you now and let you get the help of somebody else.
You're not bothering, my dear. Okay, give your honey a hug, and I look forward to seeing you again.
All right, okay. Thank you.
Okay, Sherry, are you there, my dear? Let me see. I'm pressing ask to unmute.
Okay.
Yeah, you're unmuted. Okay, good.
Hi there.
Hello, my dear.
I think I'm having trouble with a sciatic nerve. It hurts a couple of inches below the waist. And when I walk much, it hurts down my leg. I have pain and weakness down my leg. And I've been going to a chiropractor. He did not take x-rays, but he's done several adjustments on me. But I can't tell that it's getting any better. I just want to know if there's anything I can do.
Hell yes. This is classic. This is the best question. Because when you're looking at this, chiropractor not working with x-rays, okay, we call them pop and pray. But it's like a bad day of fishing. It's still pretty good. It's still going to make you feel better. But what he's doing, your pelvis is unstable because you're going to have disc injuries in the low back that he's not addressing. Mm-hmm. And so he's going to adjust you. You're going to feel good. By the time you get home, the pain's going to come back.
Right.
Because he's adjusting the pelvis. Yeah, because the pelvis is great. I mean, from a chiropractor, big joint, bam, pops. You feel great. I feel great. Yeah, good. Let's go celebrate. Yeah, except he's not working on the right thing. Look at our pelvic health video because you've got an unstable pelvis. Okay. And that's the main secondary problem to disc injuries in the low back. And the disc injuries are what's affecting the sciatic nerve. And depending on how long it's been there, you're going to have a flattening of the foot. Your gait's going to be off, everything. So looking at our pelvic health video is going to be huge. You're going to see there's a way to sit. Like the chair you're sitting in is just about the worst chair you can sit in. But it's going to be really comfortable because you're flattening out the discs. You're opening up the holes in the back where the nerves are. So it feels better. Mm-hmm. So if I said, Sherry, get your butt out there and practice golfing for 8 hours, you'd say, hell no, that would hurt my back.
Yes.
That's because golfing increases the pressure on the disc that affects the sciatic nerve 8 times normal. Sitting affects that same disc 5 times normal.
Mm.
Okay. So you're sitting, but you're sitting in a position that takes the pressure off the nerve. You're not golfing. So you're doing damage right now. And you're going to see, we use a foam piece like this big, which is the same as like a liter bottle of water or an IKEA bottle of water. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You put it back there for 20 minutes, take it out for 10 minutes, but it's the bottom of the elbow is the bottom of the bottle. So you'll see all of the stuff on the pelvic health video. The chiropractor, Justin will have a list of the x-rays that we got to take. The chiropractor needs to take stress x-rays of the low back and stress x-rays of the neck. Okay, because the neck is going to be a contributing factor. Okay, he's working in the wrong place. And you may need to find a different chiropractor unless he wants to learn. If he wants to learn, hun, I will set up a no-charge consult. You, me, and him get on the horn, and I'll show him how to reverse arthritis, regenerate a disc, stabilize the pelvis, what not to adjust, what to adjust. Is he doing any massage or electric stim or anything like that?
They put some kind of vibrating things on my back before he adjusts it. I'm not sure what that's called.
I got a rubber end on a jigsaw that vibrates at 10 cycles a second that we use on the concave portion based on the x-rays or how the paravertebrals are firing. If he's doing both sides, that's not doing any good at all. He's never going to get a structural change. So, you know, you'll feel good a little bit, but it ain't going to fix the problem. Look at the 7 questions we got. What part of the world are you in?
Alabama.
Don't know. Don't know anybody there, but just get on the horn. Okay. The 7 questions, you need to find a chiropractor that says yes to at least 5 of them. And then you got a good guy.
Okay. Okay. And I heard you say something about exercises for the forward head carriage. And yep. I don't know what that is. I need that.
The simplest one is if you got a desk in front of you, you put your elbows on that. You lift your chin up, not back. You lift it up and you deep breathe nasal diaphragmatic breathing. But that's all the exercises I give are ligamentous based. Okay. So if you have a reverse curve forward head carriage or something else, that'll help a little bit. Okay. But really, you got to get a guy in there using the x-rays, causing inflammation. He's going to cause inflammation at the disc so the body can regenerate. Okay, okay, so get on the 7 questions, find somebody that says yes to 5 of them, and tell him you got a crazy chiropractor in California that's willing to talk to him if he has any questions on how to regenerate discs.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay, my dear. Okay, Linda Kemmerer.
Kemmerer.
Linda.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello, my dear. Now,
okay, I live in Carlsbad, California. Would love to be a patient, but I'm not sure that I can get in to see you. So,
okay, yeah, we do have a passport that you have to show.
Who are you?
No, just messing with you.
Okay, my question is this. Historically, I was on a lot of antibiotics as a child for ear infections. I'm 76 years old, so that's all they did back then was antibiotics.
Oh, that's all they do now.
Well, yeah, that's true. But I think they do tubes a lot, too. At any rate, about 31 years ago, I had acute pancreatitis. They never had an answer, but the surgeon said, oh, it's certainly not caused by diet. And I was like, well, now that is as stupid as I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Well, now I have had what I was told was diverticulitis. I had excruciating pain in my lower left quadrant of my gut. And it was really bad. The only answer that I didn't know what to do but to go to the doctor. I don't typically go to pharmaceutical type doctors if I can help it.
Smart.
But I was in such pain and I was like, well, something's going on. I need to find out what it is. So I went in. He didn't really do much. He listened to my gut briefly and he said, well, you have diverticulitis, and gave me 2 antibiotics. Said, if you don't feel better in 2 days, then you need to go to the emergency room. So I did feel better. And the pain basically went away, and I know totally ruined my gut for real. So I've been doing like as much as I can, taking a lot of probiotics, eating fermented foods, what have you, to try and make myself healthier. But I still have a feeling of that pain being there. So I need to know what you think I should do.
Well, duh. Yeah. You're in the era of common sense. So the system that they're giving you an antibiotic that destroys the gut flora to decrease some of the symptoms is, you understand, that's insane.
It's like, stupid, but whatever. But I didn't know what to do because I was in so much pain, you know?
I know. So let's look at from the top down. Ear infections, at least 97% of the time, are not ear infections. They're ear effusions. That means that the soft palate or the eustachian tube, the tube that drains the ear, drains through, is not working correctly. So this was a neck trauma. Okay. And so we've got to look at the structure. So you're going to need an x-ray of the neck, the mid back. But now the diverticulitis, what that is, your intestinal tract is a muscular tube.
Right.
And that tube has a beautiful wave that pushes food through.
Right.
If you compromise the blood supply or nerve supply to it, the wall of the intestine gets weak. And if it pouches out, it's called a diverticulum. If it pouches in, it's called a polyp. So you have compromised nerve supply or blood supply to the intestinal tract. And that is the problem. That's it. Bottom line. If you're in a stress state and we have an automatic nervous system, one part keeps us alive under stress, and that's called a fight or flight or sympathetic. The other part regenerates tissue. Now, the tissue regeneration is located in the neck and the pelvis. So we already know you got a problem there because you got compromised nerve supply. And the antibiotics destroyed the gut flora, but you should be able to fix that because that was over half a century ago. So there's going to be the physical stressor. Now, whoops, drop the earpiece. Okay, so when you're looking at this, you've got to get to a corrective chiropractor right away.
I actually do see a chiropractor regularly, like weekly, and I've had multiple x-rays. I've been seeing this particular chiropractor almost 3 years now.
Okay, did he do a post x-ray to document that he fixed the problem?
It's kind of ongoing. I have an x-ray probably every 3 months or so. I still have a lot of missing curve in my neck.
Okay. Did he put you on a posture pump or give you exercises to get that correct?
Yes, I do. I did the posture pump in his office for a while. Now I have a thing that I lay on.
A dinner roll.
And yeah. I also have some kind of a piece of equipment that you put around your neck and your chin and do exercise, like yes, no type of exercises with it.
Cool. Oh, good, good, good. You got a good chiro. Okay. But
he doesn't address diet particularly. So,
okay. Well, I want him to address the pelvis too.
Okay.
You're going to have an unstable pelvis. Okay. So have him get you a trochanter support because that's going to be the key.
A hoozy what?
When you look at your foot, is your big toe starting to lean towards the other toes?
A little bit, yes.
Yes,
not,
ma'am.
Not horribly. I was a ballet dancer, so I have like screwed up feet for sure.
Darling, ballet dancers got perfect feet too. Okay, it's not from just having it wrapped up. But knowing a ballet dancer means that you've had a couple of pelvic traumas because you guys get beat up like athletes because you are athletes. So look at our pelvic health video. Your chiropractor can give me a call. But you've got to get a support, and it's all it is a white belt that surrounds the pelvis to stabilize that. Okay, and you're going to see there's an exercise to stretch your calf, and there's an exercise to use when you're sitting, because loss of curve in the neck. If the curve in the neck isn't coming back, it's not just the neck. You could have loss of curve or disc injuries in the low back, causing your body to distort, causing that neck to not come back, because he's doing good protocols. But if the curve in the neck isn't there, then it's not just the neck. There's going to be a secondary problem.
Okay.
So if you look at the pelvic health video, I'm going to show you an exercise on using a water bottle or a 4-inch foam piece to put it back there 20 minutes in, 10 minutes out. If you swing by our office in Huntington, I'll give you a trochanter support and a foam piece and show you how to use it. And then you could show him how to use it so he can use that on his patients.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Can I make it easier?
Where do I, is your pelvic health video on the, on your site where I log in and all that?
It should be. It should be. Okay. All the videos should be there because eventually they're going to be wiping them out from everywhere.
Even on your site that you have to pay to log in and all that?
Darling, that's the final wall of the keep of our castle.
Holy okay, crap.
So hopefully that one's going to be there for a while. Yeah. You know, I mean, if I'm talking about American sovereignty, how you could get your own rights back and live under the Constitution, and they just wiped that video out last week for medical misinformation. You know?
Yeah.
And the U.S. government is saying they're going to look at your cell phone and your personal conversations for medical misinformation. Come on.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. This ain't the America that you and me grew up in.
No doubt.
But look at the pelvic. Have them stabilize that. Also, there's a couple of adjusting techniques that he may want to change.
Okay.
Where you're changing proprioceptive firing of the paravertebrals. And this is like technical stuff that I can talk to him about. It, you know, just come by the office and I'll show you the exercises.
Okay.
He can look, and I'll give you another extra foam piece for him so he can try it out. Okay. And so this way, anybody that he has that is sitting, like truck driver, you know, office worker, pilot, anybody, they can utilize this to turn sitting into therapy. So he'll find that of value, and then I can talk to him on how to change proprioception or how your brain views your body.
Okay.
Because with the diverticulitis, or with that we got to get that pelvis stabilized. That's the key.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Thank you so much.
Swing on by the office. I'll talk to you later.
Love to. Thank you. Bye.
Bobby.
This is my turn.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Really good, man. So what's going on?
So... I'm not trying to be gloom and doom, but I kind of see the writing on the wall with things. And I'm just thinking about if I end up, I'm going to fight till the end, but if I end up getting fired from my job for not wanting to take that vaccine, where did you go to chiropractic school? And what advice might you have down that path?
God, it's so much fun. You're going to be obsessed. It'll be all encompassing and it'll control your life. Okay. But it's good. I mean, to serve people is because people are angels. I mean, it's a lot of work. I went to Cleveland Chiropractic Los Angeles, which the school no longer exists.
Okay.
They had two campuses and they consolidated. Life West in Hayward, California, close to San Francisco, is one of the best. There's also Sherman College in gonna mute somebody. Sherman College in South Carolina is also one of the best. And then Life East in Georgia is a good one. But I'd go Sherman or Life are the top two, and then Georgia. There's also Cleveland and Kansas City, which is good philosophically, but they're starting to break down. 86% of the schools don't teach chiropractic of correction or anything else. It's different.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but we are going to take this back. What part of the world do you live in?
I live in Arizona. Actually, I live in Phoenix.
Okay, I was just on a call where, well, Justin was telling me about it, that he met with a group of people, you know, the Fortune 500 people, and they're saying the majority of their workers are saying that they're not going to go for the shot. They don't like the idea of a forced medical procedure in order to keep your job. That's called coercion.
Right.
Okay. And there is no informed consent. Forget the experimental medical procedure or any of that other bullshit. Any bodily integrity has to be maintained. You should have rights over at least your body. Right. And so they're going to be losing a shitload of workers. If they lose all these workers, they're going to have to shut down. And so you can get the fake cards, but that won't work that long. Okay. It's just, we just got to keep saying no. And when you say no, there's a form that we have at our office, and you can get them from thedoctorwithin.com, thedoctorwithin.com. It's Dr. Tim O'Shea's website, and he's got a form to fill out for your employer. Okay. And okay, since I'm going to have a negative response from the shot, possibly. Okay, you got to take responsibility for my medical care and everything else, and you got to sign this and have it notarized. Then I'll get the shot. And no employer is going to do that.
Yeah, but it hasn't come down the pipe yet. But you know, since I work under a base hospital, and the base hospital that I work at is basically. Trying to mandate their employees to get the shot. I mean, all this started with that hospital out in Texas. And since that, you know, got thrown out of court, you know, all these other hospitals are coming down the pike. And since I work in fire and EMS, you know, we're next. And
well,
that's coming. I'm going to fight as long as hard as I can, but.
That one got thrown out in the lower courts, not the higher courts. So it's still in the works. So there's still going to be lawsuits over bodily integrity, Nuremberg stuff, you know, informed consent, all of that. That's going to eventually be shown to you know, be an issue where people will have bodily autonomy. There's also an out on the CDC site of an allergy to polysorbate 80. Now, everybody, since polysorbate 80 is in the vitamin K shot that they inject in all kids, and polysorbate 80 is in most of the food products, which are poisonous because it's preservative and does a bunch of stuff, just talk to your chiropractor and see if you're allergic to polysorbate 80.
Gotcha. Yep.
Okay, good. I thought you were. Okay, yeah. So there's an out. Call my office in Huntington Beach. I can send you the letter that we give. I can't sign it because you're not my patient.
Sure.
Okay, but you can take that letter to your chiropractor, and if the chiropractor is a normal chiropractor, he'll say, shit, I'll give this to all my patients, and he'll put it on his letterhead. Bam, there you go. So then you got an out. So you got, I'm allergic to polysorbate 80. That's the first one. No, I'm sorry, that doesn't fly, even though it says the CDC says it. Okay, great. Then I got this form for you to fill out because I'm concerned knowing that the vaccine adverse event reporting system is showing 15,000 people die and 500,000 injuries. You got to fill this out, and then I'll happily get the shot. And you're never going to fill it out.
Fantastic. I'll look at that. Thank you again.
Okay, buddy. God bless you.
Appreciate it.
Okay, let's see. Ilya Kos. I know I'm probably saying it really bad. Oh, no, it's Ilya Kos. Are you there? I just asked you to unmute. Okay, you're not unmuting. Okay, Margaret T.
Hi, Dr. Bergman.
Hello, my dear.
I'm late.
How are you?
Good, my dear. What can I help you with?
I'm wondering about my eyes of late. The technical term is they feel gooky. And they're constantly watering. And okay. And it gets worse as the day goes on. And toward the end of the day, it just like... they just feel stressed and tired, and I feel like I can't see as well.
Cool. Okay. Usually it's a tissue production problem. How many bowel movements a day are you getting?
2 to 3.
2 to 3 is excellent. Okay, good. Are your sleep patterns okay? Like, are you getting up at night to pee? Are you waking up refreshed with tons of energy?
No.
Okay, perfect. Now, when we're looking at your structure, I'm only seeing like here up.
Yeah,
but
let's see if I can help this a bit.
Okay, totally cool. Yeah, your head's laterally deviated, so there is a neck issue. So when we're looking at this, the eyes are really sensitive, and they're like a good clue of toxicity or deficiency. But if I was talking like this, okay, do you think I might have a neck issue?
Definitely.
I would think so too. Okay. That would make a hell of a lot of sense. Okay. So there is going to be a neurologic component. So we have to look at the communication between the brain and the body, and that's going to be looking at an x-ray system, you know, getting an x-ray of the neck, the mid back, the low back, everything else. Because we know with poor sleep patterns, the 2 to 3 bowel movements a day, that's a thank God. Okay. That means that your diet's got to be just about perfect.
It's very good.
Yeah. Except we're missing a component now.
Yes. Because it's a very old injury from, when I had an auto accident, the doctor said I should be happy that my neck wasn't broken.
You waited all this time for me to look at your thing and say you have a neck problem before you tell me about an accident. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so we got to look at the structure. That's going to be – what part of the world do you live in?
I'm in the greater Seattle area.
Oh, okay. Paul Reed is a really good chiropractor up there. He's got a couple of offices. Paul Reed, look up there. Okay. We got to get a corrective chiropractor. He's got a couple of offices. I don't know if all his docs are working the way he is, but use the 7 questions. So we need to get x-rays of the whole body. That'll help. Look at our sleep restriction video so you can change the sleep patterns. There's also going to be an unstable pelvis. Knowing that the neck has been an issue, I know the pelvis is going to be an issue too. So look at our pelvic health video so you can turn sitting into therapy too.
Great.
Now, are you a member of Antifa or the Chaz organization up there?
No.
Okay, good. Good. Then I feel more comfortable helping you.
Thank you.
What is with your mayor? They're insane.
Well, I'm not actually in Seattle. I'm on the other side of the sound. So in Paulsbo.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. So. Yeah. I got a bunch of patients from the San Juan Islands that come down. I mean, they keep talking about how beautiful it is. They've invited me up there a couple of times. I just don't want to fly with a mask.
Understand. Totally.
Yeah.
We don't do much masking here. So.
Yeah. Find a corrective chiropractor. That's going to correct. And somebody that takes an x-ray, does a series of therapies, takes a neck x-ray to find out the structural changes. That's ideal. Okay.
Okay. I have a question about that.
Yes.
Is that after the accident, I mean, it was many years ago. After the accident, I went to Germany, went to Germany to study. And the extent of the accident really showed itself at that point. And at that time, because I was a professional musician and I needed my jaw. And so a dentist filed my teeth. And they wouldn't click like they need, you know, so they'd have a smooth move. And so obviously I still have that, which means then the bite would have been affected. Will it get worse as it's corrected?
Absolutely not. No friggin' way. Okay.
Okay.
The key thing is when you move your body more towards normal, mm-hmm. okay?
Okay.
Then it can adapt better. But what may happen is there may be secondary things like sinuses. Like we'll go in and adjust the facial bones, adjust the cranial bones, adjust the neck. Sometimes we'll have to go in and move the hard palate or the maxillary bone. I mean, there's a bunch of stuff that you could do. But it's not going to – there may be a TMJ issue as well, but it's not going to make anything in the negative. Getting the body to function normally is normal.
Okay. Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Okay, my dear. God bless you. Ilya, let's try. Actually, you know what? Let's go to PH. PH, buddy, you're there.
I'm here, too.
Oh, okay.
I know I missed my turn a couple seconds ago.
Okay. PH, I'll get back to you in a second. Okay, Ilya.
No problem.
Yes, sir. What's going on?
Hey, I had a question about I was walking on the beach, and one of my mom's friends, she's a doctor, she's like, hey, you have all these things in your back. They call it something calorrhea. Let me try to see what she – I asked her what was the name of the thing. So she was saying it's from like yeast or something, but it is called Tinea versicolor.
Oh, yeah, yeah, little red dots. Yeah.
Yeah, but now my skin is like changing color, right? So I'm like, some spots, so I have the camera covered here. Some of my skin will like look really white, right? Like pixelated almost, like, I guess like what Michael Jackson had, or how he just was turning different colors.
Okay, yep, yep. That's going to be a gut issue as well as a stress issue. So it's really a tissue production issue. And the body is also one of the greatest detoxing organs you got.
Okay.
So it's a gut issue usually. And that's where vitiligo comes from. That's where the skin discoloration comes from. And figure Michael Jackson was doing a ton of pain relievers. Okay. And that just destroys the kidneys and everything else. He was killed by the medical system, which dumbest thing in the world. I know. But when you're looking at that, the nerves that supply that area could be a factor, as well as the gut could be a factor.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Cause I do try to get adjusted. Well, now that I'm moving, but I was getting adjusted correctly. But I got to be honest, I haven't been eating so good now, you know, just kind of
okay, cool. Off. Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, going back to the old three, the physical, chemical, and emotional, it makes all the sense in the world. If your chiropractor is taking an x-ray, doing a series of adjustments, taking a post x-ray to document the structural changes, fantastic. And the skin, this is kind of fun what I'll do with my teenage patients. Is if they say, oh, he's allergic to this and this and this, I'll say, okay, eat fast food every day for a week and do an allergy test. Then eat nothing but organic juicing vegetables for a week and do another allergy test. It's totally different. Mm-hmm. So this is for sure a gut issue and a tissue production issue. So knowing that they're little, the red dots, that means the blood vessels aren't as healthy as they should be. So it's really amino acid deficiency problem. So look at sleep pattern changes. Look at if you're changing, you're moving or something. I mean, that's going to be a big emotional stressor. So look at the neurolinguistic programming. That's going to be huge. Cleaning up the healing the gut, fermented foods, healthy foods. And if you're moving in a different area, you may develop diarrhea for the first couple of days, but that's going to be a change in the normal flora. So that's going to be ideal.
I'm going with the newborn. So that, my sleep sucks. Plus I'm in a high pressure sales business. So my stress could be through the roof, and then them eating junk food for, you know, falling off.
But, buddy, honest to God, man, do that neurolinguistic program. Okay, the I am exercises. Look, we've got a bunch of videos on how to reprogram your brain involving body posture, volume, intonation, and breathing. And you'll do this when you're driving to a client's house or when you're driving to and from the office. So, because if you can change the emotions that your brain secretes, which are literally chemicals, okay, it alters your physiology. And you don't have to believe it. This is totally mechanical. It's like learning how to play tennis. You don't got to believe you're hitting the ball. No, you just got to do it over and over. So it's literally, I am healthy. I am healed. I am dynamic. I am vibrant. I am strong. Over and over and over. And that repetition changes how the brain fires. And that changes the anxiety issue. And also healthy fats, higher fats, healthy fats are going to help the brain function as well. Because the brain has a fat and a carbohydrate metabolism. Under stress, that fat really helps.
Okay. Should I do keto also maybe for like a week? Just to try to
reset my- That's going to be ideal. And keto works really, really good. But you can't do it all the time. Like what you're talking about doing it for a week, then off for a week. Fantastic. Yeah. And also knowing that you're in a stressed state, look at juicing and blending because that's going to pre-digest it and help you get the nutrients in the system. Because the skin thing is a tissue production problem. And when you're in a stressed state, plant proteins are a hell of a lot easier to break down. And if you're juicing and blending, then it breaks it down even further and better.
Nice. Cool. And the only thing I want to say is, in addition, is I know you were saying about those shot number 1, 2, 3, 4. You were saying this like 4 or 5 years ago. I was watching your videos and I was like, it's crazy. And now it's coming down. And I'm like, man, he nailed it right in the head. So,
yeah, it was kind of like, I wish I wasn't right. but you can see it. I mean, because if Social Security is dysfunctional, and that only is going to be out of it in 2025, and all the pension plans are worthless. Okay, so either we have a massive riot and take over our government, or our government is going to do illegal actions. There's a saying, legal actions in an emergency, that the government will create emergencies to do more illegal actions. So, yeah, but that we take care of ourselves, we take care of each other, we be independent, and we're going to be better in the new world.
Exactly. Awesome.
And your kids, buddy, your kids smart, they picked you.
Yeah, we got out of the States because what was happening. We actually just built the whole house and bought a piece of property here in Dominican Republic. So we got,
I love Dominican Republic. I spoke down there once, and it's just gorgeous.
Yeah, exactly. And people don't take advantage of it. The locals are being programmed to do what the Americans usually do. Like, they eat chips. I'm like, you guys have cherries, avocados, mangoes, eat that. And they're like, oh, yeah, I want to get candy. I said, that's not the way to live. You guys are doing, it's not good to do what we do over there. Don't do that. Do the opposite. Yeah,
buddy, you made a good move.
Thank you.
See you later,
thank
brother.
You so much. Yes, brother. Thank you.
PH.
Hey,
doctor. Hello, sir. What's going on?
Where can my chiropractor can call you? What now?
Oh, just have him call the office, and Minnie will set it up. Yeah, yeah. Because okay. I don't do that stuff.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, call. You got the office number? It's 714-962-5891.
The Huntington Beach office?
Yep, Huntington Beach.
Okay. Yeah. Another question. About 6 months back, and I totally gone vegan, and I do 60. So what I noticed that at the end of the day, my energy level goes down.
Okay, can you cut out a second? All I heard was energy level goes down, but before that, I did get.
I became vegan about 6 months back.
Okay.
And I do 16-hour fasting. But at the end of the day, my energy level goes down.
Yes, I felt the same way. Okay. I was a vegetarian for 4 years. Okay, and I'm talking like the only thing I had was cheese. Okay, so a lacto-vegetarian. And my energy level was going lower and lower and lower. And then I looked at animal fats and found out that those are important, and bone broth. And so I found out that my metabolic response is better when I introduce animal proteins like 1 or 2 days a week. It's much better. So, but it's got to be healthy animals. So if you're going to be sticking with the vegan, okay, look at healthy fats. If it's a religious thing, figure every culture on the planet has had some type of animal proteins, whether it's insects or whether it's grub worms or dairy or eggs. There's never been a vegan culture on the planet, but vegetarian cultures are very, very healthy. So look at how your metabolic response is. I mean, I do a blood analysis on you. Only because I'd like to see if you're, if you have target cells, or if the cells are clumping together. And that's super common, because if you're not getting the amino acids for the proteins, so the blood cells start clumping together and they can't hold oxygen, and that would be responsible for the fatigue. So that makes a lot of sense.
Okay. So, what is the plant-based fat?
I'm sorry, what?
Plant-based healthy effect.
A plant-based healthy effect?
Healthy effect. Plant-based healthy fat.
Plant-based healthy effect. Is that it?
Fat. He's the same fat, like avocados. Avocados.
Okay. Okay. Good. Okay. Oh man! Thank God for somebody translating, because there's an interruption of the sound exactly when you're saying the same word. Okay, plant-based healthy fats. Okay, avocado oil, nut oils. Some of the nut oils, like walnut oil, is good. Grapeseed oil is good. Okay, but it's got to be organic cold press. Coconut oil is good. Palm oil I wouldn't take, only because it's bad for the environment. But all of those are going to be fantastic.
I see. Oh, okay. How much do you usually take? Just about a spoonful at nighttime?
Everybody is going to be different. Okay. Because you need protein, fats, and carbohydrates. Okay. So, I mean, there's 1% of lettuce is fat. Okay. So you're going to get fats everywhere. But look at it, at what your body is craving. Okay, because the best doctor, honest to goodness, is inside of you. So look at what you're craving, but a little bit of fat throughout the day is a good idea. You know, and an avocado for lunch, you know, a little bit of coconut oil in your coffee in the morning, which is fantastic. You know, a little bit of sauteing your vegetables in some grapeseed oil at night, fantastic.
I see. Very good. Okay, thank you, brother. So much.
Okay, man.
Thank you.
And last one, Emmy Zabi.
Hi, Dr. Sorry, not Dr.
Hello. I know I abortioned your name there, dear.
No, it's Iman. It's Iman means faith. I'm Iman. Calling from UAE, United Arab Emirates. Like, I'm in the middle. So... cool. So I have a ton of issues I don't want to bother you with today, but I just want to say thank you for all your advice. I've learned a ton of things from your videos and all the things that you put out. So I just wanted to say thank you.
Well, and God bless you.
About where can I find information about gut healing on your video portion?
Okay. Look at the gut has the alarm. And tell me about all the issues, because I want to fix you. Like I do consults on the weekend. My consult yesterday was from a guy from Dubai. So you know, we got a lot. He told me some horror stories where they're forcing vaccinating everything over there.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I'm at the point where I have to choose whether I should work or just, you know, quit. So we're at that point in a month.
Quit. Do not get the shot. Okay. He's moving to Turkey.
Yeah.
Okay. So when we're looking at gut health, okay, the gut is the alarm of the body, but the gut is one of the most important areas you got, because we're only alive because we're able to break those protein, fats, and carbohydrates to the amino acids, fatty acids, and sugars. Now, under physical, chemical, or emotional stress, you're going to have decreased blood supply to the gut. And that destroys your body's ability to regenerate, literally destroys it. So first we're going to look at the physical stress. And this is going to answer a bunch of questions about other stuff too. We need to get an x-ray of your neck, mid-back, lower back, and stress x-rays of the low back. Now, when you look at your foot, is your big toe starting to lean towards the other toes?
Both, yes.
Yes, so that means that there's pelvic instability. Now, since are you in healthcare?
No.
Okay. So when we're looking at this, the big toe going, that means you've got compromised nerve supply. Now, we have an automatic nervous system. One part keeps you alive under stress, and that's a sympathetic or fight or flight. Now, that's actually has a physical location in the body, in the neck and in the pelvis area. So right now you're describing with that foot distortion that there is a pelvic trauma. So that means resting, digesting, and repairing you were not good at.
Right.
Okay. So we have to correct the physical aspect of that. And that's going to be identified on the x-rays. There's the closest chiropractic college to you that's got good quality philosophy is in Barcelona. Mm-hmm. Oh. So look at the Barcelona Chiropractic College. They may know somebody. I don't know of anybody in the UA or Qatar or anybody in that area. I know there's mm-hmm. one chiropractor in Saudi who did some real crap work on one of my patients.
Wow. Canadians there for chiropractic here. We have one in Dubai as well, who seemed to be like, he knows what he's probably doing. I'm not so sure, but I can give that a try. But you have to correct my fear of actually getting adjusted. I get so scared and nervous around that. So,
okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, when we're adjusting, you probably watch too many martial art movies like I did growing up. Well, the head, when it's done correctly, the head is turned no more than 10 to 15 degrees. We're using one finger, okay, and about 2 pounds of pressure, and it just a little like that. And you hear a pop, you know, beautiful. No twisting and turning is involved, okay, because that's not good for you. So there's a way to adjust the body very effectively. And it's not traumatic. It's not dramatic. You are going to hear a couple of pops. Okay. But, you know, it's like the autistic kids. We got to fight them to get the first adjustment. After that, they're fighting to get on the table. So kids get the big picture and adults do too. You know, the first couple of adjustments, if they're doing it correctly, are going to be very, very comfortable and you're going to notice a difference. But dear, you don't have a choice. Okay. We got to stabilize the pelvis. I mean, one thing you can do is look at our pelvic health video. And that'll show an exercise you can do using a water bottle or a 4-inch round thing. So we're going to turn sitting into therapy. It'll have a stretch to stretch your calves because right now your gait is off. You're not walking correctly. It's going to have a cervical health video where you can get the cervical spine back. Look at our sleep change video or our deep sleep videos. We've got like 6 of those. So you can change your circadian rhythm so you can sleep, regenerate at nighttime. All the supplements you got to take are going to have to be in whole food form because right now you're in a stress state and you can't break the protein coverings of where the pills are. So you can't get the nutrients.
No medication, and I take good supplements, but I noticed that I like rely a lot on my right leg than my left leg when I'm walking. Yeah, it tells me that there has to be an adjustment. But also when I've got bloating happening, I got heartbeats that go like very quickly.
Oh no, you'll like this because when we take an x-ray, it's like one of my wife's best friends. I didn't do an exam on her or anything. She wanted to be adjusted and she happens to be in the medical system. So I take an x-ray of this area. Okay. Mm-hmm. And she has a massive rotation, just like you will show on the x-rays of the upper thoracic area. And I said, how long have you had heart palpitations? She looks at me like, how did you know? You know, and it's like, well, I know anatomy. You know, the heart has two nerve supplies. The sympathetic nerve supply is T1 through T4, and that's rotated. And it's like, duh. You know, you can read a map. So you're going to have a cervical spine issue and an upper thoracic issue. This is putting you in a stress state. So we've got it. We've got a list of 7 questions. And all you've got to do is find a chiropractor that says yes to 5 of the 7. And if they have less travel restrictions, it would be worth it to travel to somebody. I know 2 good chiropractors in England, in the UK. But, you know.
Unfortunately, we have that right now. We can't travel without vaccine. So.
Oh, God.
Yes. Yes. And we tried no malls, actually. No hospitals, no universities without the vaccine. Can you believe that? We're just homebound.
Wow. Seriously. I would never think in a country that holds God at such a high rate.
I know
that God built the body. Okay, integrity. Yeah. Would Muhammad go along with this stuff? Hell no. Okay,
no, that man was a fighter. Absolutely not. No, no.
Oh my gosh, no. No,
it's we're in horrible state.
Eventually, it's going to be so crazy that people are going to start waking up. And thank God you're already
sure. Dr. John, even my family are against what I say. Like, you take the shot. I'm like, no. And they're like, no, take it. And they've taken it themselves. I'm sorry, I can't help you.
3 sisters. One of them I haven't seen for 2 years. And I can't see my nieces and nephews because I work around human beings and I'm breathing all the time. I don't wear a mask.
You're contagious.
Yes, I'm totally contagious. I hope I infect everybody with health.
Well, you practice with kindness, so thank you so much. We appreciate it. Thank
God
you.
Bless you, dear.
All right, Salam. Take care. Masalam.
Okay. So that was fun. That's the last question. And I got to tell you, this was a ball hanging out with everyone. Enjoy the day. Enjoy the Sunday. And I look forward to talking with you again next month. And and the monthly questions, I know I'm behind that by about a month. So I'm going to get on there and hopefully next week I'll be able to crank them out. God bless you all. And I'll see you later.
Thank you, Dr. Bergman.
Thank you, Dr. Bergman.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
God bless. Dr. Bergman.